Welcome back, friends. Today and for the next few episodes, Sarah and I will be taking up the very enjoyable and joyous topic of Mary's Garden. And I've subtitled it Roses and Violets. And it's, of course, appropriate given our show name, Garden of Graces, to spend some time with some of these concepts. So, the author, the illustrator, and the theologian. So, a goodly part of the episodes will be coming from this delightful, delightful, delightful book. And you know me, we're going to have other books that we have to incorporate as well. The author is Vincentia Crimal. She died September the 14th, 2015. Feast of the Holy Cross, at 85 in Centerville, Ohio. Yes, and I have, of course, every time I hear the word the state Ohio, it just makes me very happy. I like it. This is, so I accessed her funeral, her obituary on the Ohio funeral, and this is what it had. She was an avid researcher in her writing. Jenny traveled the globe to document sacred gardens enshrined to the Blessed Virgin Mary, various biblical, medicinal, and symbolic plants. And we're going to take a little moment on that medicinal part. And flowers and Madonnas, all of which inspired her successfully published books, Mary's Flowers and Healing Plants of the Bible. Back in 2015, yeah, that was written September 2015. And if we just reflect where we are now with such topics, it's very much ahead of her time. The illustrator is A. Joseph Barish. He is with the Society of Mary, the Marinists. And the Marinists were founded by Blessed William Chaminade. It was elevated to beatitude by John Paul in the year 2000. Mm-hmm. Blessed Chaminade was a French Roman Catholic priest who survived the French Revolution from 1761 to 1805. All Marinists looked to Mary, the mother of Jesus, as the model of discipleship. And so it's very appropriate that we take a little time to reflect on Blessed Chaminade as we discuss Mary Gardens. Chaminade's legacy, and this is directly impacts my family, so I felt I had to have a moment of gratitude. His legacy is St. Mary's University Law School, where my daughter went, Central Catholic High School, where four of my sons attended, and I had the opportunity to be instructed by Father Jared Habe in sodality. He has been ordained 50 plus years. And before the troubles occurred, we had the family had the opportunity to celebrate Mass with the brothers of the society. And it was absolutely delightful. And then finally, the theologian listed here is Sister M. Jean Frisk, M being for Mary. She's with the Schoenstatt Sisters. Yes. And I want to give an in memoriam to Sister Daniela Rensing. She was a Schoenstatt Sister, very much close to this family. Mm-hmm. And we had the opportunity for retreats, both with children and grandchildren, and a couples retreat Ted had and I had opportunity. And most recently, here, Lent 2022, I had a silent women's retreat up at the new shrine in Helotes, Texas. So when I saw all of that with this little bitty book, I just felt Our Lady wanted us to talk about.
Right. Nice talk. Yeah. Slight digression. Do the Schoenstatt sisters, do they have a site in Texas now?
They have now two sites. They have the one where Father Kentenich would be in exile, be in exile, and they would stay down there near Corpus Christi, and then go up to Milwaukee or up north up to Wisconsin when the weather was better and or when he was permitted to go. And now the second one here is in Helotes. But there are members of Schoenstatt throughout the state.
I didn't realize it. I mean, is that where you found your connection to them?
Yes, we found our connection to them with the big retreat house out on Lamar because it's on the coast. It's very, very beautiful and very idyllic. And I really thought it was appropriate to have my children, especially my daughters, see sisters in habits who were so joyous, so faithful to the church, and yet, ministering. And I would, though we were never officially part of Schoenstatt, we were always welcome, and we were respected in our freedom to come without being members. And that was a real great grace.
Yeah, lovely. I like it too because Schoenstatt means beautiful place, right?
It does.
Right.
It
So
does.
very fitting too for the topic that we're talking about.
It's very, very fitting. So maybe we will stop there. We're right at the ending mark there, and we will pick up in the next episode. We're going to start to talk about overview of gardens and so forth. Till then, my friends, fides et ratio.